Hi, Don. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright.
Yes, sir.
This is Don. I've got Bob on the line with me. We have a real disagreement on the use of selenium, DMSO, and IV therapy for cancer, and biopsies. Bob, tell them the story.
Hey, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. My wife is diagnosed with ECIS, left-sided, back about 4 months ago, with high estrogen and a high progesterone. When I had the biopsy done with the titanium and the Fabi Scout, and it showed the DCIS and the left breast, we consulted a couple of different doctors, got consulted with naturopath, did a lot of research, consulted with life extension, and we also spoke with some knowledgeable people. Anyways, we did the surgery, and it was the MC2, the sac wasn't broken and taken out. The margins were clear. All of the pathology looks good. We're excited about that. At this point, my wife is taking IC3 and a lot of supplements, selenium, proceeding, foam cancer, milk pistol. We go on about a lot. Anyways, before the surgery, the nature path up here, we were saying, took her off completely, selenium, proceeding, folic acid, milk thistle, garlic, vitamin K, melatonin. She's been taking IC3 for the regular. Our question here and our problem is we're scared to death of the radiation, particularly on the left side, because we understand there's more indication of heart problems and lungs and so forth than radiation. So that's what we're stuck at. We were scheduled to have the surgery, the radiation therapy. We believe that they're going to do the time for which she's going to be laying down and heating, so to speak, to alleviate a lot of the problems there. But done research, so I can't really understand what I'm reading anymore. It's just been running circles of red so much. Our problem is we do need what is the situation with the radiation? Should we need to identify that the risk, the badness of it, and need some more opinions on it. Hope you can help us out in that respect.
Well, I didn't hear quite everything you said, but I thought I heard you say, that the surgery had removed all the cancer and all the margins were clear and so forth, and so at the present time it's not thought that there's any cancer remaining in her breasts. Did I hear that correctly, or was I wrong?
Yes, sir, that's correctly. She's on the high estrogen progesterone, she's been taking the IC3. But we saw a nature path this prior to the surgery, and she's taken it off the selenium, the PCE, the folic acid, the milk thistle, the garlic, the vitamin K, and melatonin, but kept her on vitamin A, coenzyme, vitamin C, help, cyanide, glucosamine, fish oil, D3, curcumin, and the IC3. She's been taking I'm trying to remember the name of the protocol here, the budget cancer protocol, and the doctor's taking off that. And she said to discontinue completely the selenium, folic acid, garlic, vitamin K, melatonin, and milk thistle.
Okay, sir. Okay. Well, look, if all the cancer is gone, then if, and that's a big IF, she does take radiation, the one thing that has been found to be somewhat, and I do not mean completely, I just mean somewhat protective against the bad effects of radiation, happens to be that melatonin she was taken off of. So I'm not quite sure why that was removed, because it can partially, not at all completely, but partially reduce the effects of radiation. Now, having said that, I'm wondering where the iodine is in this equation. There is research from starting in Mexico and then repeated in India and then replicated in Germany that shows that iodine and that's not iodide, that's iodine, when it's present in breast tissue, is capable of combining with a fat naturally present in every woman's breast and killing breast cancer cells. And the people in Mexico, it was at a university in Mexico, were so impressed that they wrote in their article that iodine should be considered adjunctive therapy with every case of breast cancer. Now, if all the breast cancer is gone from her breasts, my goodness, I'm not sure why any natural medicine doctor hasn't suggested the use of iodine. And you do need to work with a physician to use the stuff, because if too much is used, you can suppress your thyroid gland. That's true. But if it combines with lipid found in the breasts and kills breast cancer cells, that should not be out of the program.
Okay, what is it? Thyroid condition
Well, one needs to monitor with thyroid function testing. There are papers published out there that show that one can take iodine for quite a while before it suppresses the thyroid, at least 8 to 10 to 12 weeks. But even so, I wouldn't do that. I'd check the thyroid before, check it after a couple, 3 weeks. And the iodine is called Lugol's iodine, by the way. It can be prescribed by any physician who is a licensed physician someplace, naturopath or medical doctor. And what I have asked women to consider doing for breast cancer prevention, because of the way it works, is to just take one drop of Lugol's iodide, put it on the finger, and rub it into the left breast one day, and the right breast the next day, and the right left breast the right, and so on, back and forth, one drop, to get overdosed on iodine and suppress the thyroid. Takes more than two drops a day. So with women who have had no cancer at all, I just say, well, why go to two? Stick with one, and work with your physician. Make sure your thyroid doesn't get suppressed, which I've never seen happen on a low dose like that, the one drop. But I suppose it's possible, and we should be working with the doctor anyway. And besides that, sir, I would suggest you're in California, I think. There is a doctor in Nevada, and Nevada tends to be a little better. They have a homeopathic medical board there at, quote, allowing, unquote, physicians to do things. And there's a Dr. John Forsyth, F-O-R-S-Y-T-H, somewhere in Nevada, who his clinic treats only cancer. And I've had some people go there, and so far, they've all had good results. So anyway, you might consider consulting over Dr. Forsyth. And the reason I'm bringing that up is that I don't work with people with cancer that much, because in Washington State, you do anything unusual for cancer, and oh my gosh, the medical board's all over your case. And so I don't. But I do know about the iodine, and I know when it's called an adjunctive treatment, that means it works.
Okay. As far as the radiation goes, what is it? I get confused on the rate. As far as I call it, mortality rate versus the survival rate. What the survival rate, if we do not do radiation, is, I understand, like 30% chance of it coming back versus 3 to 13% due to radiation. That makes sense to you?
Well, I've not seen the statistics, sir, so I really can't tell you. I'll just say, okay, even if we believe them, all the other things that can happen from radiation are not good. And if all that cancer is gone, and it's just me, let's say it were my wife, I would be considering checking with Dr. Forsyth and putting a little bit of iodine on my breasts if they tell me all the... on her breasts, excuse me, if they're saying all the cancer is gone.
Okay, that makes good sense to me. One more question, doctor, maybe you relate to this, but I've been taking metformin for several years, and I've been taking a lot of supplements, diabetes, a lot of different problems. I've been having the good results. I'm thinking it's probably a combination of the metformin and all of the supplements I'm taking, but I wanted to ask you, my wife had been borderline diabetic for years. She's a little bit better now, but she has a bit of a weight thing. But I understand the metformin is just a super thing for anybody that's even getting near the diagnosis of diabetes. Is that correct?
Metformin is currently the widest prescribed formerly patent medication for type 2 diabetes. Just between you and me, sir, a secret that I don't let you know is it's actually a takeoff on a natural plant that grows over in Europe, but they had to twist it a little bit to get it patented. So it's, relatively speaking, a lot safer than many other things out there. However, and then we'll have to go to the next caller, sir. Research done in 2009 shows that the plant extract called berberine used in doses exactly equivalent to the metformin is just as effective as metformin, and not only that, it controls the cholesterol and triglycerides better, and even though metformin has few side effects, berberine has zero. So I have been, since 2009, just working with berberine, and it does work as the research tells us. And thank you so much for calling, sir. We have to go on to the next person. Thank you.